Gives daf is daf nun vav. So the Gemara in the bottom of nun heme beis, we were discussing yesterday about this Mishnah of five chumshin, five instances where we pay chumash. And one of the examples was a case of chumas meiser of demai. We know demai is only required to take chum on a suffix level, only midirabanan. So the question was, so if it's only midirabanan, why would they impose a chumash on a din dirabanan? To which the Gemara answered, Rav Nachman quoted Shmuel saying that Rabbi Meir must have authored the Mishnah because Rabbi Meir has this concept that Asu Chachamim Chizik L'Direyam Kishatara. The Chachamim wanted to strengthen their positions like the status of a Torah. So just like on a Torah level, when you take Chumas Ameiser, when you're poda Chumas Ameiser, or one eats Chumas Ameiser when they shouldn't be eating, so then you have to pay a Chomesh. So too on eating Chumas Ameiser of Demai, one would have to pay Chomesh as well. So that's a Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Asu Chacham L'Chizik L'Divrayim Kishel Torah. So now the Gemara asks on the bottom of Nun Heyman Beis, Masav Rosh Hashanah, this is very involved now, so let's pay attention slowly here. So Masav Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah asks the question, Mechalin Oso Kesef, Al Kesef. So let's say you have Kesef of Meister Sheni. So that Meister Sheni, but Rashi says Meister Sheni of Demai. So I have that Demai Meister Sheni, which is only a suffix Meister Sheni, and I was poded that one time already on Kesef. So now the Gemara says, according to the Brisa, I can mechal also kesef al kesef. I can now take that first kesef of demai meiser sheni and pull it onto or mechal it onto a second set of kesef. And I could also do nechoshes al nechoshes. I could also do kesef al nechoshes. And I could even do nechoshes al haperos. I could even put it back on fruit. And Rashi points out, even outside Yushalayim, the normal din is you can't buy fruit until you've gotten to Yushalayim. What we're learning from here is, when it comes to this case of Demai, you could even be podet onto Peros. And then I could bring the Yachs or Yifte as a Peros, and then what I need to do is, before I can't enter into Yushalayim with these fruits, these are not the original fruits. Remember, when it comes to Ma'aser Sheni, the original fruit I could bring to Yushalayim, or I could redeem it onto money and bring the money to Yushalayim. This case is here where I have fruit, put it onto Ma'aser, money. Then I put the money back onto fruit, all outside Yushalayim. The Gemara says, I can't bring those second day fruit into Yushalayim. I need to re-mechal it onto money, and then bring the money ultimately into Yushalayim. That's Divrei Rebbe Meir. Chachamim Omrim, Yalu Peros V'yochel B'Yushalayim. No, it's okay. I don't have to redeem them. I could take those fruits that I was poted the Ma'aser Sheni on outside Yushalayim, and bring them into Yushalayim and eat them as is. So that's the Braisa. So now the Gemara asks, "Mi mechalin kesef al nechoshes? Do we really allow you to be mechalal silver onto copper?" V'ha tanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, "Sela shel meiser sheni v'shel chulin shenis"? Again, very confusing. Pay attention here. "Sela shel meiser sheni v'shel chulin shenis arvo." I have got one coin of meiser sheni and one coin of chulin that got mixed together. So what do I do? So I want to eat, I want to take advantage of the chulin here. Now I don't know which one's chulin. One of them's chulin, one's a ma'aser sheni. I can't tell the difference which is which. So what I need to do is, v'omer, rather maybe b'sela maos, and now I need to bring some copper. Rashi says, maybe sela maos, nechoshes, maybe b'demei sela. I bring a bunch of copper coins that are worth a sela, and I say back to the Gemara now, v'omer, komakum sheyesh no sela shel ma'aser sheni, micholelas al maos halalu. So I say, whichever of these two coins are Ma'aser Sheni, let me mechulal onto the copper coins I have here. That's what I'm doing. And Boris Yafa, now I choose, now, so now all the Kedusha has transferred to these coins, these copper coins. Now I've got two sellers here. So I choose the Yafa, Shebehen, the better of the two coins here, and then I'm now mechal aleh, that I take the copper coins, which has the Ma'aser Sheni money, and I put it back onto the better of the two shalom, the better of the two silver coins. Why? Mipnei shamru michalin oso kesef al nechoshes midochet. The reason why I can't keep it on the nechoshes is because we only allow you to transfer from silver onto copper bedochet if you're really stuck. In this case, I was stuck. I had two coins. I didn't know which is which, so I transferred it onto the nechoshes and then retransferred it back to the silver. Why only midochet? Because lo shekaim came. We don't want it to stay that way on nechoshes. El shechoser michalin al kesef. We want you to redeem it onto the kesef. And the way they explain it is because nechoshes gets worn out pretty quickly, doesn't stay, so rather you keep ma'aser sheni on silver, which is preserved much more. So this is the discussion. Now, well, what's the question? So we're drawing out of this discussion, katani mias, what we could take away from this is mechalin midochak. Midochak in shlo midochak lo. So we see from this that only because we're really stuck in the two coins that got mixed together, only then do we say go to Nechoshes and then bring it back to the silver. But in a regular case, we don't allow you to be Mechalel on Nechoshes here. So if it's really true, our discussion above, which was Demai, the initial discussion was Demai, we said Demai, you can be Mechalel also Kesaval Nechoshes. So if Rav Meir holds that Demai has the same status as actual Maaseh Sheni Vadai, so just like Maaseh Sheni Vadai, we don't let you do Kesef on Nechoshes unless it's Dochak, so too by Demai, we should only let you do Kesef on Nechoshes if it's Dochak. But the Bryce initially says you could be Mechalel Chachila of Demai, Maaseh Sheni, from Kesef onto Nechoshes. This is the Kasha, again, confusing Kasha, but that's a Kasha to Rav Meir, who thinks that, again, Demai has the same status as Maaseh Sheni Vadai. The Gemara says, the answer is Amar of Yosef, Afa Pisha Mekel Rabbi Meir, the Pidyono, even though Rabbi Meir was Mekel by the Pidyon. Meaning, when I have Demai, my Sheni Demai, he's Mekel that you could do a Pidyon on silver, Kesef on Nechoshes. That case, he was Mekel by Pidyon. But he's Machmerhu Bachilasa. When it comes to eating, he's Machmer. He makes a chilek between Pidyon and Achila. Disanya. Then when it comes to eating and person eats the demai, he pays chomesh, even though it's only nisr derabanan to eat demai, he pay the chomesh. Why? How do we know this? Disani, the Baisa tells us, lo hitiru limkor demai elalasiton bilvad. You're only allowed to sell demai to a siton. What's a siton? He's like a wholesaler. What do they say? How do they define? Yeah, wholesaler, right? So look at Rashi just to explain this. You see Rashi, lo hitiru limkor demai. It's around 10 narrow lines down in Rashi. Lo etiru limchor demai, lo etiru lechaber halokeach demai, shim karenu lachayim achi yaser. If I have fruit, so now I can't give it to a guy, sell demai, until I take maaser on it first. Unless I sell it to a wholesaler, elasiton bilvad, I could sell to him. Why? So Rashi explains, because siton chaver, lo etzichu lasi, even though the guy's a chaver in a tam chacham, this wholesaler, he doesn't need to take meiser, elamochel, kishu demai. He's allowed to sell it as is. But a local, the guy who buys it from the wholesaler, mimenu, yafish meiser, so that guy should take meiser. Why? Shakol yodim, everybody knows, shasiton mekama amihar tzlokech. He has many people who distribute him. And shasiton minha mashpin limchor bimidagas. He sells at large amounts. He's like a Costco. And darko lichnos peros merubanu mochon lichenvanim. He buys a lot from different places. He can't keep track who gave him what, whether this was taking meiser, this wasn't taking meiser. So it's always assumed. So if you sell it to a wholesaler, you don't have to take meiser first, because whoever buys from the wholesaler is going to be makbid to take meiser on his own. So again, so the Braisa says, lo hitiru limchor demai. You can't sell demai without taking meiser first. El siton bilvad. The wholesaler is the only person you could sell to without taking meiser, but Ubal bias, benkach, benkach, tsarach laaser, divrei Rabbi Meir. And Baal bias, who buys from Amharetz, whether or not he's buying large volumes, like from a wholesaler, or smaller volumes from a regular store owner, he always has to take the Baal bias when he buys, always needs to take Meiser if he buys from a Amharetz, regardless of who he's buying from. Okay. So then the Gemara says, that's all Shitas Rabbi Meir. But Chachamim Omrim, Echad hasiton ve'echad b'al habayis mocher v'sholeach l'chaveiro v'nosin l'matana v'eino choshish. What does this mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chacham momrim, echad hasiton ve'echad b'al habayis, whether or not it's a wholesaler or a regular chenvani, sheba limchor b'mida gasa, they're coming to sell at large volumes, k'derech hamashbin, k'derech hasitonos, mocher v'sholeach l'chaveiro. The guy can sell as he pleases, doesn't need to take meiser. Shechazaka ka mochin venosin bimida gasa. Anybody who sells his large volumes, bechezka shelo isru. We could assume that meiser wasn't taken. Demai heim valkech mehem meiser valcha. The guy who buys from him needs to take meiser. But the seller, even the Baal Bayis seller, doesn't need to take meiser. As opposed to Rabbi Meir, he felt that only the siton is off the hook. But a Baal Bayis who sells in large volumes, he does need to take meiser first. So we see from here, Rabbi Meir's machmir, in this case of buying and selling meiser, of demai, he's machmir, because this is a situation of leading it to someone eating, lest that meiser wasn't taken. So we see here, Rabbi Meir's machmir in the world of achila of demai, but early in the world of pidyon, Rabbi Meir is more mekel. So again, what happened, just to review quickly, is initially we said, Rabbi Meir was the author of the Mishnah who says you pay chomesh on eating demai. Why? Because Rabbi Meir has this opinion of asu chachamim chizik ledireyam kishel Torah. This was a statement we pulled out from the halachas of Gittin, which sounded like a global statement of Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara says this is not a global statement. It depends on the scenario. We don't know why there's a chiluk, but there's a chiluk. So when it comes to the world of Gittin, right, Meir is very machmir. When it comes to the world of Demai, he's mechalik. When it comes to Achil of Demai, he's machmir. When it comes to Pidon of Demai, he's very mekel.
So okay. Now we have to find out our Mishnah according?
No, I think we're so comfortable because our Mishnah is talking about Achila.
So
Rav Meir would be the author of our Mishnah.
Right, because he's
Machmir. Exactly. Now, I'm still bothered, I mentioned this yesterday, how we're able to take the statement of Rav Meir about Gittin and apply it over to the case of Demai so easily. So I'm not sure even why it makes such a chiluk between Pidon and Achila. Gemara didn't tell us why. Okay, either way.
Right, because once you say this, you basically next the whole idea of that he is...
Yeah, it doesn't become a klal anymore.
Right, the whole klal is gone.
Unless there's a reason why you're making a chiluk, which the Gemara doesn't tell us, between Pidon and Achilas. I don't know. But it's a very involved sugi, it seems. Okay. Gemara now says, Masiv Ravina. Ravina asks a question from a b'raisa. Halokeach min hanachto, a guy buys from a baker. Maiser min hachama ala tzonenes, umin hatzonenes ala hachama. He's able to take maaser from using the hot, the fresh piece of bread, one a cold piece of bread, and from the cold onto the hot. V'afilu midvusim harbe, even if they come from different batches and different pots that they were made in shapes. Divrei Rabbi Meir, you're allowed to separate it regardless of a yafe. Chama is yafe and tzonen is cold is raw. Regardless of the different sizes and shapes, you're allowed to buy. A guy who buys from this, you could take maaser from all of them. Okay, why? Even though you bought different, this type of bread, whole wheat and water challah and all different types, you can take ma'aser from each other. So the Gemara wants to understand how does this work. So Bishma, I understand min hatzonenes ala chama. I could take from a cold, a little bit older challah on to a newer challah. Kidi Rabbi Eli, Dami Rabbi Eli minayin l'torah min ara al yafesh chuma so chuma. How do I know if I take chuma? Chuma really is supposed to take from the best of the fruit, the best of the food. So how do I know if I take from the worst? It works as well. So you shouldn't have a chait when you're taking your chuma. The chelbo is always the fat, the better part of it. So imeno kadosh nisias chait lama. If I took chuma raw, I took the bad part. So if nothing was accomplished, there's no chait that happened. It was just a meaningless act. So the fact that the pasuk says there's a chait for doing this sounds like it was effective, but there's a chait along the way. So imeno kadosh nisas chay lama. What's the need for the chay in the pasuk? So we learn from here mikan l'torim min hara al hayafeh she chumasa chuma. When a person does take the ra on the yafeh, even though there's an aveira involved in this, it still is effective. So that I understand why tzonenes and chama it works because if one's ra, one's yafeh. Now by the way, there's a discussion here. Let's say I appoint a shliach to do chuma for me, and he takes from the ra on the yafeh, the tzonenes on the chama. Is that going to be effective, or is that an issue of ein shliach the dvarer? Well, this really, how strong is this issue here? Will it affect the shliach? So that's a discussion that the Yehud and others have here. But either way, we understand why that would work. The tzonenes ala choma, the ra al hayaf. Ella.
And there's yeah. No issue of mitzvah ala yavera, no?
A bit of Babavera. That's similar. That's Ein Shliach Dvarvera. That's the same discussion. Ein Shliach.
The guy does it himself.
Right. So Mitzvah Babavera is, according to most, only a Din Dirabanan. So the real issue is what you're saying, forget Shlichas. My question is Shlichas. Let's say for myself.
Right.
A Mitzvah Babavera, why wouldn't that be a consideration here as well? So just to throw out just that one answer is the Ritva writes in Sukkah that Mitzvah Babavera only applies to Karbanos. So that's his Chiddush. So this is not a Karban, even though it's Shuma, so according to him, it wouldn't be an issue. So that's one simple answer. There could be others as well. But Ella, afil mitfusim harbe. But let's say you have from different batches. So then, leichash, one should be concerned, dilma ase lafrushe min achiv ala pater min apater ala chiv. So now, right now, this nachtom, he buys from multiple places right now. He's a baker. He's a wholesaler, in essence. So now, he may have bought from some chaver who took meiser and bought from some amarit who didn't take meiser. Now, they're all mixed together. And this guy, same thing when you go to a sofer, by the way. The sofer doesn't sell what he writes. He sells from different types of sofer all the time. So everything's mixed together. So now I buy from a bakery who buys from all different places. They don't have marked who was the initial baker. So now if I mix everything together, if I could do afilu mitfusim harbe, different types of shapes and batches, so maybe this guy came from an amaret, which requires meiser, but this batch comes from a chaver, which doesn't require meiser because he took it already. So now the halach is, I can't take meiser from one thing, which already doesn't really require meiser. It cannot exempt another batch which does require Meiser. So how does that work from Defusim Harbe? So the Gemara says again, Dilma Asi Lafushim Nachiv Al Patir Mina Patir Lachiv. So Gemara says, Amar Abai. Abai says, we're going to backtrack for a moment here. Rebbe Lazar Shaper Kakashle. Rebbe Lazar, back to the Gemara in Amud Beis, Nunheimen Beis, had a good question initially, which was, how come the Mishnah said that you pay a Chomesh on Demai? Chomesh is Deraisa, Demai is only the Rabbanon. That was his initial question. So that was a good question Rebbe Lazar had. Then Shmuel Lo Shaper Kamashanile. But now Shmuel's answer that Rabbi Meir was the author of Asu Chizik L'Dirayim wasn't such a good answer. Lo Shaper Kapishanile, his answer wasn't so good. The Kashile the Rabbi Elazar, Misa Dibidei Shemayim. Because how could you compare the world of Gittin to the world of Chuma? Gittin is an Issa Derais of Eishis Ish, that's Chai Misa, Bidei Adam, Bezdin. But the case of Chuma, Maisa rather, Demai, that's Misa Bidei Shemayim. So maybe Rabbi Meir is only Machmer by Gittin because that's Eishis Ish, that's a real Chia Misa Bidei Bezdin. But by Chuma, by Demai, maybe he's Mekel since it's only Misa Bidei Shemayim. So that Shmuel's answer wasn't necessarily good. Umishani, but like Shmuel answers, Mises Bezdin. So his answer, and Shmuel's answer was Mises Bezdin. So you can't use Mises Bezdin of Gittin to answer Demai, which only Mises Bidei Shemayim. Because Dilma Shiny Mises Bidei Bezdin the Chamiri. Because maybe the world of Gittin is more Machmir, because Mises Bezdin is more Machmir than Mises Bidei Shemayim. And then further, Rav Sheshesh Lo Shapir Kamosivla. Now, Rav Sheshesh's question, which was the question from the Chilo Maisa Sheni of Kesses on the Chosh, is that complicated question. That wasn't Lo Shaper Kamosila. That wasn't a good question either. The Kamre Inu Misa, we're trying to figure out the world of Misa, of Chuma Demai, which is Misa Bidei Shemayim. Well, most of Rav Sheshesh Lav, he's asking a question from Pidyon, which is at worst a Lav. Dichsev Lo Suchal Lecho B'Sherecha. So what kind of question are you asking a Lav onto a case of Misa, of Chuma? Ulamai de Mosi Rav Sheshes. Now, to whatever Rav Sheshes' question was, Rav Yosef Shaper Kamashanile. Rav Yosef answered very well that no, there's a chilek between the pidyon and achila. Pidyon's only a lav, so he's more makel. When it comes to eating demai, that's perhaps a violation of misa bidei shemayim. So that's why Rabbi Meir is more machmir. Okay, that was the recap. I'm not sure why the Gemara recapped all that. Ella, Ravina. Ademosiv Menachtom. So now Ravina asked the question of the Nachtom, of the baker, of the various Tvusim, Lisaile Mepalta. Just like you asked the question for the Nachtom, you could bring a support from the case of a Palter. How? So what's the difference between a Palter? The Menachtom is the wholesaler, a Palter is just a local baker, I think?
They say here distributor.
Yeah. The Palter is a distributor? So and the Nachtom is a baker, right? Yeah. Let's see what the difference is. It's not, the Mishnah says, Halokech min a Palter, guy who buys from the distributor, Meiser min kol dufus v'tfus divrei Rabbi Meir. He says each individual batch shape has to be mafresh separately. You cannot start combining all the different tefusim. So that supports the idea that you can't mix the different tefusim together because we are concerned with this. So instead of asking a question for the Nachtam that you can combine the tefusim, bring a support from the Palter that you cannot combine the tefusim together. The Rabbi Meir does also chizik l'divrei, even though this is all demai. He says you should not mix together the different batches. So elamai yislechalameimer. What are you going to explain? So the Gemara says palter mitrei tlasa gavri zavin. A palter, the distributor buys from two or three different bakers, and nachtam nami michad gavri huzavin. Nachtam buys all from one. Nachtam's a smaller guy. He buys from one baker. He's the one selling it, but he's a retailer here. But he sells from one baker. So even though the different shapes, it all comes from the same initial baker, so that's why you can mix together the different tefusim, even though this one's a water challah, that one's an egg challah, it's all the same baker. So that's the difference. So you could combine it together. But again, the palter has different people who sell to him, so you cannot combine them together. That's the explanation. In the end of the day, we see from here, though, that Ramer is asu chizik l'divrehem still. And then finally, the Gemara says, before the Mishnah, Rav Amar Shmuel Shapir Kamashani Lei Shem Misa Bialim. Going back to what he said initially, that when Shmuel had answered the question of the, he brought the, again the question was, how could you be Machmir by Demai? Demai is only Divrehem. How come there's a Chomesh? Because Rei Meir, also Chizik LeDivrehem, like we see by Gittin. Isn't Gittin Misa Bide Bezdin? And Chuma Demai is only Misa Bide Shemaim? So the Gemara explained to her, no, it's all Misa. Who cares? One's a more, but it's Misa in the end of the day. We're to make Michalik whether Sreifa and Skila also. It's all in the world of Misa, whether one's Bide Shemaim and one's from Bezdin. It's all the same world of Misa. And that's why it was still a good answer, even though it came from the world of Gittin. We're good? Okay, let's go weiter. Somewhat good? Good enough? Okay, fine. The Mishnah says, Elu dvarim shein lehem ona. The following are examples of things that are not subject to ona. Avadim hasharis v'akakos v'akdeshos. So avadim, now pashas avadim referring to Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani is hukush lekarka, but the Yushalmi says it actually refers to an Eved Ivri. That's his understanding. And then sharis v'akakos, these have no ona. So the question becomes, like all these situations, if there's no ona, does that mean there's no iser at all? It's permitted. You could sell whatever price you want. Or maybe there's an iser, but there is no requirement to return the object. The Ramban, Mechadesh al Torah, that there's an iser involved in these applications, but you just don't return the money of the overprice. While others say, no, there's no iser at all to speak of here. So these are examples of four situations where there is no ona. Then Mishnah says, V'ein lehem tashlumei kefil either. If one steals them and is caught as the ganav, you don't pay kefil on these four items. V'lo tashlumei arbar v'chamisha either. A shomer chinam eino nishvah. He doesn't take a shvuah in these cases. If something happened where he'd be responsible, he doesn't take a shvuah on these four items. The nosei schar eino mishalim. And also nosei schar is pater from paying them if it gets stolen on any of these items. Even though normally nosei schar is chayiv on geneva of metaltim, these are exceptions. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kadshim shehu chayiv b'achriyusun. Kadshim that he'd be responsible if, let's say, something were to happen to it, he would have to then somehow replace it, so then he would be chayiv on it. These things, yeshlem ona, he would have ona if it were to be overcharged, I guess. And v'sheinu chayiv b'achriyusun, if it's a kadshim that do not require a achriyusun, if I say that this animal is upon me, if I haray zeh alai, this is on me, and the animal gets lost, you don't have to bring a replacement, so then there is no ona on that. We'll see that in the Gemara. There's such a source. And then Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af HaMocher Sefer Torah Behema U'Margalis Ein Lehem Ona. These items, you can't really put a price on a Sefer Torah, or a precious jewel, a pearl of some sort, or an animal, which is interesting. These situations also, these examples don't have Ona either. According to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see all of this in the Gemara. And Amru Lo, the response back to Rabbi Yehuda is, Lo Amru Ela as Elu. They said not true only those that they listed above, but these additions of Rabbi Huda are not part of the list. Okay. So Gemara now says, Minani Mila, how do we know this to be the case? The Tana Rabban, the Braisa tells us, V'chisim chiru memkar la misecha, okarna miyana misecha. This is the source of ona. When you sell something or you buy something, davar nikna miyal yad, something that's transferred over from hand to hand, the metaltalin. Yastu karkaos, shena metaltalin. Karka is not movable, and therefore it's not subject to these halachas. Yatsu avadim shuk shulakarkos. These are connected to hekish the karkos. So to avadim Eved Kenani, according to the Bavli, is also exempt from ona. Yatsu sharos. What about sharos? Dechsiv v'chi simkru memkar shegufu machar v'gufu kanoi. We're talking about an object that itself is sold and itself is bought. Yatsu sharos shein gufun machar. The star itself isn't bought and is sold. Ainu gufun kanoi. It's representative of something else that's bought, but it's not the actual item that's being sold. So that's why sharos are excluded from onah. The shtar is only there to prove, serve as a proof. So mikan amru, from here we see hamocher shtarosav livasim yesh lamonah. If a person sells the documents to use as an item, what does livasim mean? So Rashi explains hamocher shtarosav livasim, around seven narrow lines down, letzurbehem avkas zemanu, using it to wrap together some type of spices, nimsa mem karin shel eli, as wrapping paper, then it's letzarach tashvish gufah, and then when you're using it, you're selling it for use of the actual pieces of paper, then it would be subject to ona, even though it might have some legal language on it, it's still, if you're using it for the paper, that would be subject to ona. Or is it pshita? Of course. Well, why wouldn't it be? It's no different than selling regular pieces of wrapping paper. Of course it's subject to ona. Lafuki mid Rav Kana, this is to exclude Rav Kana's position, which is what? Tamar ain ona l'pruto, so there is no ona when it comes to prutas, when things are so inexpensive, so there's no ona, k'mashman yesh ona l'pruto. Our Bryce assumes that there is, or this statement rather, assumes that there is ona to prutas, even though you pay pennies for the piece of paper, if you overprice it by 1/6 by a shtus, it would be subject to the lachas of ona. Hekdeshos. What about Hekdeshos? What's the story of Hekdeshos? So Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Achiv, in that same Pasuk before, but it says, V'chi semkru, ki semkru memkala amisecha, o kanam yad amisecha. So later on that Pasuk, it says, at the end, Al tonu ish es achiv. A person shouldn't give onah, shouldn't defraud his friend. Why achiv? So the Gemara darshins achiv below hektish, as opposed to hektish, which is not achiv, it's not a person. So that is pater, that's exempt from onah. So maskiv lo rabba bar mamil kol hecha dechsiv yado yado mamishu. Is it true wherever the word says yado, does it really mean yad mamish? Because above we said yad meant metaltlin, meant yad mamish. Right? That's really handed from hand to hand. So does it really mean yado mamish? El miyat, if that's the case, dechsivai kach es kol arzo miyado, and he took all the land from his hand, the pasuk in the end of Bamidbar. So hachinami dechol arab yadeh havenakale. You can't hold a land in your yad, obviously not. So we see there's a pasuk that yado doesn't mean yad mamish. So you don't have to interpret the pasuk above of yado meaning dafka metaltin is subject to ona. Maybe karka is also. Elam rishuso yado means in his rishus, in his possession, under his control. Hachanami rishuso, but also means in his rishus. So when it comes back to the pasuk of v'chi simkor memkor lamisecha okana miyad amisecha means in his rishus, which can include even karka, which should be subject to ona. That's the question. So then the Gemara says, v'hol kolhecha dechsev yado lav yado mamash. Are you telling me when yad's used, it doesn't mean mamashahan? It could be beyond that. Anything in the rishus, really? But v'hasani, this is the Bryce to tell us. We saw this several times already. It comes up in Gittin and Baba Kama. We saw it early in the Masechta here. Im himatze timatze biyado. If you find it in your hand, so what's the pasuk talking about here? Talking about a ganav. If you find the geneva in the hand of the ganav, so then he pays kefa. So dafka biyad, right? Tashlum kefa. Is it dafka biyad? Ein li ela biyado. I only know if he's mamish holding it. Gaga v'chateiru v'karpifo minayin. What if it's in his yard, in his roof, some other area? Minayin, how do I know? Tamalomer im himatze timatze mikomakom. Because anywhere you find it. So Gemara is medayik. Taima, only because dichsiv rachmana im himatze timatze, that expanded wherever it was. Ha lav hachi, had it not said these words, imatze timatze, havamina, I would have thought to take the pasuk literally, kol eicha dichsiv yado, yado mamish. It means only if it was on his hand would you be responsible to pay tashlume kefal. So yado means yad mamish. Vesu, another proof. Tani, the Baraita tells us, v'nasim biyad, referring to gittin, you hand the get to her hand, in her hand. Ainli ala yad, I only know if it's mamish in her yad. Gaga v'chatzera karpifa minayin, let's say her properties that she owns. How do I know that also would be sufficient to place it off in those places? Tamalomar v'nasan mikomakam, wherever you give it. So again, same diak. Taima dichsev, only because it's katsa rachmanam v'nasan. Halav hachi, and not said the word nasan, it simply said yada. Have a mi, I would have thought, kalecha dichsev yada, yada mamish, it means mamish yad. So what's pshat? Does yada mean yad mamish, or does it not? So Gemara says, really, the bottom line is, ela kol yado yad mamish. Who? It really means your hand. The shiny hasam, there is different, which is the case of ona is different. Yado's works well. Yad, by the case of the land, ba'ikach es kol artam yado, holding the eretz in your hand, that's different. Why? Delek lemer hachi elam rishuso. You can't interpret it in any other way. There's no, you can't mean literally yad, but every other application, yad means yad mamish. This is the one exception where yad means Bishuso. Now the obvious question would be, so then don't use the word yad. If yad really means mamash yad, so it should have said in the pasuk, it should have said something like vayikach es kol arzo bishuso. Why it didn't say that, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But that's what the Gemara says. Yad means yad mamash by metalton, by the case of Geneva, and by the case of Gidin. Okay. Now the Gemara asks a question. Boy Rebbe Zera, schiris yesh lo ona o ein lo ona. Is there such a thing as overpricing when you're renting an apartment out or renting anything else out? Is that going to be subject to ona? So memkar amrachmana avalo schiris. The pasuk says memkar, only selling something, but renting would not be included in the iser of ona. Oh, dilma, perhaps we could say lo shna. There's no difference. The Gemara doesn't explain what the lo shna would be, but you have to say something along the lines that schiris is some level of mechira, which is Gemara's avodah zarah talk about how schiris really is some level of mechira. That's pashtus of the other tzad.
We're talking about schiris karka here?
No, I guess my example wasn't good of the... Yeah. It wasn't a good example of the renting apartment. But yeah, schiris of a metalplan.
Does karka bada ona?
Say it again?
Karka, for sure there's no ona.
Right, it's schiris, so like above. So Gemara says, Amar le abaye miksiv memkar liolam. Let's say memkar liolam. Memkar stomachsiv. V'hai nami biyoma mechira. He doesn't say a sale forever. When you sell something forever where there's no turning back, why give up full rights? It's as a sale, even a one-day sale, which is in essence a rent. Renting an object for a day is considered a mechira. That's a short-lived mechira, but it's still called a mechira. In which case, schiris would be bichlal, the iser of ona as well. Okay.
That's why, in most cases, it's different schiris,
It's not the sale. Look at Tosus, he writes there, v'tema. I remember the context, but let's just see what the answer is. So it sounds like what Ricky's saying is that really in general, schiris is lav mechirahi from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. But here there's a special extra word which comes to include that in this context of Ona, Schiris is included in the world of Mechira. But there might be other applications where Schiris would not be considered Mechira. And then the Gemara asks the question, by Rava asks the question, Chitin Vizarn Bakarka, Mahu. So let's say I buy some wheat and I plant it into the ground. And now what's the din? Yeshem Ono, Ein Lo Ono. When I put it back in, does it now become part of the Karka and part of from Ono? Or no, it's really metalplin that's just stuck in the ground. Kiman the shadim mekadadami, like placing in a pot, in which case v'yesh lehem onot, like any other metalun. O dilma batlinu agava aro, or maybe it's batel to the karka, now becomes part of the ground, and there is no ona. So asks the Gemara for further clarification. Hey chidami, what's the scenario here? Ilaim, if you're going to say damar ihu shadai bashisa vasasad v'amri delosha debe el chamisha. The guy says, I threw six seeds in the ground, they're all yours, and Adam say, you only threw five in the ground. There everybody agrees, even by karka, if you give an exact measurement and you're off even by one, you say 10 inches but really 9 inches, you say 10 pounds really 9 pounds, all that would be ona. So in this case, you set an amount, a minion, it would vadai be ona. So that can't be the case. El Damar, where he said is E, he said to the guy, I said, here's a land, I threw the seeds in according to what it needs. And it turns out he did not put in enough seeds, what was really the full potential. So that's the shaila here. So yesh lehem ona, o ein lehem ona. So what's the shaila? What's the psak? Is it considered ona, part of the ground or not? Do we say, kiman deshadi v'kadda dami v'yesh lehem ona? It's like I threw it into the ground, into a pot. It's still considered metalton, and it would be subject to ona. O dilma batlinu agavara, so it's batal. Well, it doesn't give an answer yet. Then the Gemara asks a further question. Nishbarlen or Einishbarlen? These same case, I'm throwing the seeds on the ground. Would it be subject to Shavu or not? Do we say, Kiman deshadin v'kada dami? It's like throwing into a pot, v'nishbarlen, and would be subject to Shavu like any other metalklin. O dilma, perhaps, batlinu agavara, or it's batal to the ground, v'einishbarlen. You would not take a Shavu like any other ground. Furthermore,
which case would be this? A case of chita?
Putting the chita back into the ground.
Yeah, if you're
modem mixas, which would be the example, you would ask for money back from me. I say half it, I admit to you. So then I'm chayv modem mixas, and the zrum are in the ground. So you know, you say, let's say you owe me 10 chitin.
I said I put them in the land, but I only owe you 5.
Right. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains this case here. Nushban alehen, around 15 lines up from the bottom. He says im hodem mixas, if I admit to part of it, kagon tana, you are towing from me. You made a decision to put 6 seeds in the ground. I gave you 6 and I put 6 in the ground. You're tithing that I said I only did 5 of them. So what happens is, so we made a decision to do 6 in the ground. I gave you 6 to plant and you only planted 5. So he says I planted 5.5. So he's Amoda. I did a half, but the other half he denies. So that would be a situation of a shvua modu mixas. Do you take a shvua or not? Is that considered karka or is it not considered karka? Next, Shaila Gemara asks, same idea. Omer matir no ein omer. There's a carbon omer. We know all the chadash turns to yashan. Now it's permitted. You can eat it. It's old wheat now. So let's say it's in the ground at the time. Normally the lach is carbon omer is only matir that which is talish, which is disconnected, detached. Well, is this considered detached anymore? So do we say, hey chidami? If it was already took root, so that Tadina, the Mishnah explicitly tells us it cannot be matir by the Omer. If it didn't take root, Tanina, that's also a Mishnah. Quotes the Mishnah now. This Mishnah appears, I think, in Maseches Menachos, I presume. The Tanah, the Mishnah tells us, that im hishrishu kodim la'omer, if it took root before the carbon omer was brought, so omer matir, and also the omer would be matir. Also, this is a situation, I guess, then, that if it took root, okay, the point is, we have the seeds. So if the seeds took root now, if they grew in this last kufa, so then the carbon omer would be matir. It didn't take root yet, but it's going to down the line, so then it's part of the next year's produce. Vimlav, if it didn't take root yet, but it will later on, but it's going to take root later on after Pesach, then it's asurin, it's asur, ad shevo omer, until the following carbon omer comes along. So what's the shaila here? What's the case of the carbon omer being matir or not? So Gemara explains, lo tzrich, it's only needed for the following case, dichatzdinu, vizarinu, kodem, lomer. So what's the case? Look at Rashi in the bottom of Rashi here. Chatzdinu min achadash, v'yutzrichan shiatim omer lachila. It was part of the chadash, and it really was part of the, it should have been permitted by the new carbon omer. But by you placing it back in the ground before the omer is brought, v'yasir le omer, v'chalaf alavayhu, v'lo ashish kodem le omer. So now the question is, so now the carbon omer came, it would have permitted these foods had it been detached from the ground. But now that you placed it back in, that's the shaila. Mahu, what's the din? Do we say now, look in the top of Nindayim Malaf now, do we say, mahu, leminkat u'mechel minayu, is he allowed to now take out the wheat from the ground and eat it? We don't, since it didn't take root, it was considered like I had regular metaltlin, which happened to be staying in the ground, but it really was viewed as metaltlin. Kiman dishadi bekadadami, like a placing into a pot, visharinu omer, and the omer would permit such fruit. Odilma batlinu agalaro, now that I place it back in the ground, it loses its status of metaltlin, and that is now is butted to the ground, and won't be considered mutter until the carbon omer comes from next year. The Gemara ends off in a teku for all three previous questions.